Despite the federal government's recent commitment of extra funds for school education, there are concerns in the sector over persistently high levels of teacher dissatisfaction and dropouts. According to figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, an alarming number of teachers in Australia are leaving the profession within their first 5 years of teaching. It has some in the sector concerned for the future. Batul Salak reports.
While the rest of the population debates about the allocation of education funding, it is the actual teachers who are on the front line, and it is the teachers who are often thought of last. Statistics show the attrition rate for teachers is worryingly high, particularly in regional areas where they are in greater need. While many attribute their career dissatisfaction to a lack of funding, there are a whole range of other problems some say have largely been ignored. Mark Zita, a former teacher in regional Queensland, explains why he left the profession.
The problems definitely go further from funding. It's like the culture. Teachers are not respected these days for their profession. And there are a lot of cultural things and bureaucratic things that happen that hamper down education, and it's not just funding.
Mr. Zita said the main reason teachers are leaving is that many are struggling to cope with the demands of the job.
Most teachers are leaving because of teacher burnout, myself included. I was burnt out so much that I just said I couldn't handle it anymore. Most of it as well is the job situations with teachers. They're always telling us, oh, there's an oversupply of teachers or there's an undersupply of teachers, and every time it changes every time.
He is also highly sceptical of any benefit from government funding.
The problem is I never saw that funding. They've always talked about, oh, there's money going here, there's money going there. But in the classroom, I never benefited from that. For example, you've heard the story where we buy classroom resources out of our own money. If Gonski funding was there, we shouldn't have to be doing that. We shouldn't have to spending our own money for classroom resources. We should be provided by the government, or we buy it on our own and we get reimbursed for it, but we don't. So where's the money going to?
There are also concerns teachers' lists of responsibilities is growing larger. President of the Queensland Teachers Union, Kevin Bates, says the problem goes back many years and is the fault of governments at all levels.
But I think where the complication comes is that we've seen bad government policy at a state and federal level over a long period of time add on extraneous issues that teachers are required to deal with, particularly around data collection over the last 5 years or so, is really driving teachers to the wall.
He said that the government should focus on those who are actually working hard in the education sector.
And it's the people who work in our schools, teachers, principals, education support staff, who are the backbone of our system. Welfare of those employees is absolutely critical to the success of the system, and it would be our view that the employers, the government in this case, have to refocus their attention on ensuring that they look after the people who do the work in the schools, rather than being, as it would seem, focused on ensuring that they can dot the I's and cross the T's when it comes to the policy processes.
Mr. Bates also doesn't see any benefit to the proposed Gonski 2.0 plan, saying most schools will get less than the original deal proposed by the Gillard government.
It is absolutely critical to understand that most schools around the nation will be worse off. Every state and territory has identified that they're likely to lose money under this proposal.
While poor government decisions appear to be a major issue for those in the teaching profession, it seems that it's a combination of problems which ultimately turn teachers away from their careers. Associate Professor John Buchanan of the University of Technology in Sydney says there are a range of pressures on teachers they feel aren't being addressed.
There are probably three factors that really seem to burn teachers out. The first one is workload. Increasingly, teachers are saying, particularly in their first year or so, the workload is unrelenting. They feel they can prepare for 18 hours a day and still not be well prepared enough. And I think the other two things, a perceptional reality of lack of support from the school executive and from the system, particularly when it comes to resistance or hostility or indifference from kids in terms of their learning.
Associate Professor Buchanan says one of the best ways to help students is to support their teachers.
Child psychologist friend of mine who said one of the best things to do, he was talking from a man's point of view, he said one of the best things to do for your kids is to love their mother. And I think similarly, I think one of the best things to do for students is to support their teachers. And if they feel supported, particularly in terms of things like discipline problems and that sort of thing, if they feel supported in their own learning and as far as being part of a community where there are people to turn to and give them help and support, I think that really helps those teachers.